holy macadamia nut, Nathan Philandering Wade speaks for the very first time since he was on the witness stand in the Cash Money G Fannie Willis disqualification hearing. He talks exclusively in an interview talking about the case, talking about his relationship with Fannie Willis. Let's check this out.
Workplace romances are as American as apple pie. It happens to everyone. But it happened to the two of us. You don't plan to develop feelings. You don't plan to fall in love. You don't plan to have some relationship in the workplace. That you don't set out to do that. And those things develop organically. They develop over time. And the minute we had that sobering moment, we discontinued it.
Do you think that you've done any kind of damage to this case?
None at all.
Even the public perception of it?
There again, this takes me back to the initial statement that I made. My private life became the focal point of the case. My private life has nothing to do with the merits of that prosecution.
Do you regret it?
I regret that private matter became the focal point of this very important prosecution. This is a very important case. I hate that my personal life has begun to overshadow the true issues in the case.
But at some point, once that bond is there, and if democracy is on the line, as has been described, do you say, maybe we pause this until after the case is over?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'll concede that could have been an approach. But there again, when you are in the middle of it, these feelings are developing, and you get to a point to where the feelings are so strong that, you know, you start to want to do things that really are none of the public's concern.
I don't even know. I don't even know where to begin with this dribble. You're a grown-ass man, Nathan Wade. You're going to tell us that, oh, my goodness, organically, it just kind of happens. You can't control what the heart does. We fell in love. You're a grown-ass man. You're not a teenager. What do you mean? What are you talking about? You're supposed to be a professional. There's a difference between professionals and people who give in to their juvenile temptations. It's called being a professional. It's called acting accordingly. It's called setting aside all personal matters so that you can take care of business, the business that you're paid to do, which, by the way, was over $1 million as a special prosecuting attorney, which has never been done. Remember, this has never been done in Fulton County District Attorney Office's history. Has there ever been this amount or even this type of a contract with a special prosecuting attorney? It's never happened. You were hired to help with one of the biggest election cases of all time, one of the biggest cases in American history, for that matter. And you're going to tell the world that it's none of the public's interest? I wish they didn't focus on our personal matters. I wish they didn't focus on our public life. It has direct consequence on the outcomes of the impartiality and the fairness and impartial jury that every American citizen, president or not, government official or not, is entitled to. And then you're going to go on this mopey, mushy, sentimental, juvenile, adolescent rant, and your argument is that these things just happen. You can't control it. Workplace relationships are as American pie. Do they happen? Of course. Do you compromise your job, your duties, your position, your obligations to the actual job that you're paid for? Absolutely not. That's the difference between an amateur, a professional, and, I mean, let's just say it, a DEI hire. A DEI hire is somebody who didn't earn it, just not qualified, period. I don't know how else to look at this. If that's the argument that you're hinging this entire debacle, and then he says he doesn't regret it. He doesn't regret anything that's happened. The only thing I regret, he says, the only thing I regret is the public made it their business. It's none of the public's business what my personal relationships entail. Yeah, absolutely. It's none of their business until you make it their business, Nathan Wade. I mean, this is tantamount to literally saying, it's none of your business if I had an affair. You're my wife. That's my business. You and I, that's a different type of relationship. That's literally like almost exactly what he's saying. The job that he was hired to do is to be the special attorney prosecutor, the special prosecutor for this case. As a prosecutor, as a district attorney, as something that is emblematic of the office, you represent the people. Your job is to serve the people of Fulton County. Your job is to make sure that your constituents are getting the right amount of legal services and legal expertise that they voted for, that they're afforded to as citizens, taxpaying citizens of that county, because your salary is directly related to their taxes. So when you lie under oath, Nathan Philandering Wade, and lie to the judge, lie to the people of Fulton County, when your relationship started, how it started, how long did it last, that is the people's business. That is everybody's business, because it completely eliminates your credibility. It smears and shrouds the entire district attorney's office in scandal, and it completely removes the opportunity for the defendant, 18 of them, including President Trump, to a fair and impartial trial. Remember, the Pitbull Sadow, our boy, what did he say? And Judge McAfee agreed with this. The district attorney, a district attorney, the office of the district attorney, is normally and generally held to a higher standard. Not only are they to be removed from any molecule of impropriety, they're supposed to be above any appearance of impropriety. You've got scandal after scandal, lie after lie, egregiousness after egregiousness. It's beyond an appearance. It's actually provable, evidentiary, substantive, that you guys have committed impropriety time and time again. And this is your defense? There's going to be more from this interview. These are just some snippets, but if you can kind of get an idea where the interview's headed, if this is sort of the preview, I doubt there's going to be anything in there that is any more illuminating or any more any less damning than what has already occurred here. But you know your boy Nez has got you covered, so stay tuned. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you follow. But I want to throw this off to you guys. What do you guys think? Let me know in the comments. Am I wrong? Am I crazy? Is he right? Is he right in saying that it shouldn't have been made a big deal, that this shouldn't have been the focal point, that these things happen organically? It's just American is American pie. Let me know in the comments. I would love to hear from you. I try really, really hard to answer all the comments, but it's literally physically impossible. So members get top priority responses, as well as super chats and super thanks. Thank you so much. All proceeds go back into the channel. Consider becoming a member. It only costs you a cup of coffee to support the truth, support this channel every month. One cup of coffee. You spend more than that every morning in 30 seconds. And you also get a ton of perks, access to exclusive content, live streams, badges next to your name, priority comments, access to our members-only Discord, where we all hang out, interact, and engage on a whole nother level. If you don't know what Discord is, consider it a party that is exclusive for members, where we all hang out, we share our thoughts, we share our critiques, and we engage. It's so much fun over there. The link is in the community post once you become a member. Also, if you made it this far, don't forget, become a Nez Nation Insider. That's free. That'll be in the pinned comment, show notes, and description of this video as well. So all you got to do is click on that, click on free newsletter, and then give us your best email, and you're in. You're a Nez Nation Insider, and you get all of this amazing content, news, breaking, live stories, current events, top stories, right to your inbox that mainstream media won't cover. So consider becoming an insider right now. Check out these videos coming up on the screen right now. As always, God bless you, Nez Nation, and may God bless America. I'll see you soon.